T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mark, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dave. How are you doing?
Well, I'm excited for you because your student-athletes continue to excel at historic levels on the grade point average.
Yeah, Dave, I appreciate you bringing that up. You know, a lot of credit goes to J.T. Brewitt and our people in the Lindell Academic Center and our student-athletes, of course. But we announced yesterday, I think we have a department-wide grade point average of 3.3, which is an all-time high. As you know, we have 25 programs, 700 student-athletes, and all 25 programs are above a 3.0. So we're just so grateful for the hard work that our students put in academically. JT and his staff do a phenomenal job. And then the culture of our coaches to bring in student-athletes that can compete at Minnesota, not only academically but athletically as well, is awesome. So just really proud of our department, our student-athletes.
How about your football team, number 10? In fact, Mark, Coach Fleck was on with us an hour ago, and this is what he said about you. You want to hear this or not?
Only if it's good, Dave.
Okay, then I'll play it.
I mean, when you start looking at our whole athletic department, you know, there's a reason that we're top 10 in the country. There's a reason why our athletics programs are so, so good right now, and that's Mark Coyle.
Boy, how about that?
Well, I'll tell you, that's awful kind of PJ, but, you know, I'm just so excited. If you go back, Dave, and think about where we were and what this program's done, what our student-athletes have done, and, you know, I think if I remember correctly, Dave, we were picked to finish sixth in the Big Ten West and to finish the year over, win over Auburn in the Outback Bowl to be, you know, ranked number 10. I think it's our highest ranking at the end of the season since 1962. I was an English major, but I think that's a long time ago. So just really excited for Coach Fleck and our student-athletes in our program. Just great recognition for their hard work and what they've done on the field and in the classroom. I think they had a record grade point average this past fall above a 3.2. So just great things going on with that program.
You got a young man or a sophomore on your basketball team that's pretty impressive. He repeated again as the Big Ten Player of the Week. We're talking about Daniel Oturu.
Yeah, David, he is such a special young person. I don't know if you've had a chance to meet him yet, but, you know, he's obviously from Woodbury, went to Creighton-Durham Hall, and he's so excited to play here in Minnesota and represent his family, this state, and University of Minnesota. And he's just a great, great young man, and I'm so excited. He's worked incredibly hard. You know, a lot of credit needs to go to Coach Pitino and his staff for developing him and our other student-athletes. They're working incredibly hard, but for Daniel to go with that Big Ten Player of the Week again is just a credit to his hard work. But more importantly, he's just a phenomenal person, and we're just so proud to have him be a part of our basketball program and part of our athletic department.
And you got a game tomorrow night. He'll be playing against Penn State. They're 12-4 this year, Mark.
Yeah, Penn State is ranked. You know, I think I was with Coach Pitino before the Michigan game on Sunday, and I think four of our five next games are against teams ranked in the top 25, and obviously we beat Michigan, which was ranked 19th in the country. Penn State's ranked. You know, the Big Ten from top to bottom is really, really deep. I think there's a chance you could get 12 teams in the NCAA tournament from the Big Ten, including the Gophers. It's just a very deep conference, and we play tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and we sure hope people can come out and support that team. They're working incredibly hard. Had great wins over, again, Michigan on Sunday. We beat Ohio State, who was number 2 in the country at the time. And I think people lose sight, Dave. I mean, our schedule right now, I think, is the fifth toughest schedule in the country. So we played some really good teams, and we're starting to see that pay off as we get some of these big wins in conference play.
And here we go, Mark. We're not too far away from baseball and softball starting up.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to believe we'll be starting another season. Our softball program actually went down to Florida yesterday for a training trip before school starts next Monday, so they'll return back. And obviously they had a special run last year to the College World Series, and Amber Fizer comes back, and that team's going to be a competitive team nationally. And then, you know, Coach Anderson, I don't know if we can say enough good things about Coach Anderson and what he's meant, not only to our baseball program, but to our university. You know, he's coming back, does such a phenomenal job, and I think pitching-wise, we're going to be very, very good again, and we'll have a lot of success this year with both our softball and baseball programs.
What's on your agenda this week?
Shoveling a lot of snow. We need to figure out this weather forecast, Dave. I shoveled the driveway this morning, driving in right now. But, you know, we got a busy week with obviously men's basketball. Women's basketball plays on Thursday night against Iowa. And then women's hockey, you know, we're ranked number 1 in the country. We host number 5 Ohio State in a key matchup this weekend. Men's hockey has an exhibition game against an Olympic team. And so we got a lot going on campus, an exciting time of year with all of our sports competing and competing well.
All right. Well, I'll be over there today about lunchtime, so I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, Dave, you still haven't showed up from the last time we got to know, by the way.
Yeah, you might be right about that. Hey, Mark, congrats on that number 10 spot in the GPA. That's pretty exciting stuff.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Go Gophers.
He is Mark Coyle, the athletic director at the University of Minnesota here on WCCO. It is 8:14. Dave here on the Morning News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.